Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these, clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know," and he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Behold, a host arrayed in white, like thousand snow-clad mountains bright. With palms they stand. Who is this band before the throne of light? These are the saints of glorious fame, who from the great affliction came, and in the flood of Jesus' blood are cleansed from guilt and shame. They now serve God both day and night. They sing their songs in endless light. Their anthems ring as they all sing with angels shining bright." How different a picture this is. How strange a sight this is. How far removed this image is from, say, a line of cars and vans and trucks all exhaling fumes as they follow the hearse, making its way through the crowded city streets, full of people too busy to stop and notice. How different this sight is from the scene of a few local family members and friends, maybe a couple out-of-town guests, huddled together underneath a 10-foot by 10-foot pop-up tent, trying to stay out of the wind and the rain long enough to say a few words, and to put a final flower on the casket, to go home and wearily change out of their funeral black and try to eat a little food that they don't really have appetite for. How different this scene is from ashes being scattered in the wind or tossed out on the waves, or being collected and nicely tucked into a concrete niche in a cold columbarium that looks like a miniature condominium for the dead. Behold, a host arrayed in white like thousand snow-clad mountains bright. With palms they stand. Who is this band before the throne of light? These are the saints of glorious fame who from the great affliction came and in the flood of Jesus' blood are cleansed from guilt and shame. They now serve God both day and night. They sing their songs in endless light. Their anthems ring as they all sing with angels shining bright. Behold, a host arrayed in white. These are the saints. These wearing white robes, these are the saints, those who have been washed by Jesus. These are the saints of God. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. And he meant it. Jesus said, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will return and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And he meant it. Jesus said, truly, truly, I say unto you, whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks of my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. And he meant it. Despite what you may have seen on TV or read about in some other religious book or have even heard from your own conscience, to be a saint has nothing to do with performing miracles. To be a saint has nothing to do with being holier compared to somebody else. To be a saint has nothing to do with accumulating a list of a bunch of nice things you've done. No, to be a saint is to be forgiven by Jesus. Through faith in Jesus, and to look to Jesus for his gift of righteousness, which avails for you in this life, in the grave, and beyond the grave unto eternity. His righteousness avails for you even in the very presence of God and among his people forever, because God loves you. In Jesus, God loves you, and he sent his Spirit to create faith in your heart, which would cling to that word of God, which would hold fast to the promises of God, because God always keeps his word, come what may.
Despised and scorned, they sojourned here, but now how glorious they appear. Those martyrs stand, a priestly band, God's throne forever near. On earth they wept through bitter years, now God has wiped away their tears, transformed their strife to heavenly life, and freed them from their fears. They now enjoy the Sabbath rest, the heavenly banquet of the blessed. The Lamb, their Lord, at festive board, himself is host and guest.
Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, Who are these, clothed in white robes, and from where have they come? I said to him, Sir, you know. And he said to me, These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Despised and scorned, they sojourned here. But now, how glorious they appear. Those martyrs stand, a priestly band, God's throne forever near. On earth, they wept through bitter years. Now God has wiped away their tears. God has wiped away all their tears. God Himself has wiped away all their tears. And these saints of God now experience Sabbath rest. The people of God now experience the heavenly banquet of the blessed. The Lamb, their Lord and our Lord, at festive board, Himself is host and guest. The sounds here have all changed. The sounds in this moment are so different from the sounds we hear. The sounds have all changed. No more mocking to be endured. No more insults to bear. No more wood crackling beneath the martyr's feet. No more whispered proclamation. No more voices trembling with fear. No more crying. Neither sobs nor sniffles. No more cries of how long, O Lord. The sounds have all changed. They finished their time of sojourning here. And the sounds have all changed. Listen to the firm pat of a hand on a shoulder that becomes a strong embrace. Listen to the saints breathe in free air for the first time. And exhale without the slightest fear. Listen to glasses toasting one another. Listen as knife and spoon and fork clink on plates and bowls and dishes. Listen as people chew and laugh and tell stories. Listen as the host at the head of the table scooches his chair back, that heavy throne of a chair. It slides gently away from the table, and as that host stands, his standing presence commands the whole room, and he clears his throat. And listen as he takes his crystal glass and lets a single knife ring against it, and it sends the clearest of rings throughout that banqueting table. And this ripple of silence and anticipation fills the banqueting hall. On this mountain, I have prepared for all peoples a rich feast. A feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, a feast of food full of marrow, of the choicest of wines well-refined. On this mountain, I have swallowed up the shroud that covers all people,
the veil that is cast over all nations on this mountain. I have swallowed up death forever. And listen, as the roar fills the room and this deafening resound of claps and applause and cheers, and you could hear this roar forever, and it seems like if they would cheer till the end of time, it still wouldn't be enough. And the host raises his hand, and all the sounds are silent. And he continues, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. I will dwell with you, and you will be my people. I myself will dwell with you as your God, and I will wipe away every tear from your eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be any mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. Behold, I make all things new. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the one who thirsts, I will give water from the fountain of life." And then the host, there down among his guests, he raises his glass, and with his toast, speaking to everyone gathered there, he looks you in the eyes, and he says, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your master." And then in spontaneous unity, as if they'd been rehearsing for millennia, that multitude there, beyond numbering, booms back with unified voice, "Behold, this is our God. We waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Come, let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation."
Blessed saints in bright array, now safely home in endless day, extol the Lord who with his word sustained you on the way. The steep and narrow path you trod, you toiled and sowed the rejoice and bring your fruits and sing before the throne of God. The myriad angels raise their song. O saints, sing with that happy throng. Lift up one voice, let heaven rejoice in our